All right. Let me see. It picks that up. Does it pick you up, Amir?
It picks me up perfect.
All right.
Yes.
This is on the fence with a fucking toothache.
You came in a bitter mood.
Dude, this is fucked. This show's going to suck.
No, tell the audience about your morning.
I just woke up at 4 and I just have a toothache. It's not really that crazy of a morning.
It's a fucking shit morning.
Someone died in your morning. Your morning's worse.
I just hope they did. I don't know for sure.
It's fair.
To the people who weren't in the fucking car ride on the way here, fucking, he's been up since 4 a.m. and he's been in a fucking mood. Understandably, he's been fucking having a toothache. And fucking, I hate a toothache because you can't hold a toothache. Like, no, if can't. Something hurts, like, you hold it and you fucking...
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You can't... I mean, you could press your tongue against it, but that's probably... Does it hurt?
No, it's like... It's deep within the tooth. It's like... Oh. You ever have, like, something in your nose you can't scratch because it's deep within your nose?
No, I really shove in there. What are you fucking talking about?
No, it's like deeper than your nose. Like, oh, sometimes, deep? Like,
oh, like it's like be like here between the eyes.
You'll have weird itches of like, oh my god, this part of my body feels itchy, but I can't even scratch it. It's like that, you know? No,
and, no. Literally, the closest thing I can think of, like the bottom of my foot itched while I was at a store, and people just saw me like stomp my feet and like move it around because like the bottom of my foot was so fucking itchy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't take my shoe off and, like, just scratch the bottom of my fucking foot.
Yeah, you could.
I could, but then everybody would be grossed out.
You could do it in probably more...
Give a whole group of fucking people at the store the ick.
Like, I've done this at fucking mics. I've scratched my back on, like, corners of things like a bear. I've done that. I've done that.
Fucking...
You could just do that with your foot. You like, you see this? Like, my foot's on the store right now. You could just scratch it probably like that. But just take off
bro,
your shoe.
I had a shoe on, bro. There's nothing that could scratch.
Where were you?
I was at a store somewhere. I remember I was just somewhere where I couldn't scratch my foot. And it fucking pissed me off. By the way, you know Bill Burr has a joke about that, right? Yes. I mean, of course, I knew you knew, but I had to bring it up.
I know, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm a student of comedy, Mira. I know everything.
Everything.
Columbine, part two.
Part two, and then you shoot me.
An embryo. The reckoning.
The audience just hears a gunshot. No, I want a... What's the big one? A shotgun.
Oh, like a Remington? They had like a
something about you says shotgun. I feel like maybe it's because you look like you could live in the backwoods and just like live off the land. And
a shotgun, they say, is an easy thing to get in the United States because it's like a home defense weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that when you get a shotgun, you also get a set of overalls and flannel pajamas to go underneath?
This is fucking Amir's anti-American propaganda again.
You cannot legally have both
in the car.
You're strapped in. You have to have one off and then one on.
In the car, Amir was speaking a lot of, I don't know, it was a lot of angering points about America.
Angering points.
It was, I don't know how to describe
it. The sad truth. I was wrong about some shit. I'll admit that as well.
Sweden having the best hospitals in the world.
I just watched a Netflix documentary. It said the best one.
That was probably where the doctor fucking faked the thing.
It is.
That is?
It is.
Why would you say that then?
Because other than that, it's pretty good.
I don't know.
But I was going to say, I also hate American hospitals because I hate American hospital workers. And I say
whatever,
that because...
bureaucracy, yeah.
No, just on a person. Like, every person I know that has ever worked at a hospital, I'm like, I don't trust you with my life. And then you see documentaries like that. And then you also know that you're like college, you hear that it's just, I heard a thing that said medical students are overwhelmingly from a rich, I'm like, yeah, no shit, that shit's expensive as fuck and all this. And you can't fucking not make money that whole time. And then you have to have another, it's a whole stressful fucking thing.
Well, it seems like, this is our take on healthcare. It seems like hospitals... There's really, like, only 10 people that should be working there, and then everything else is, like, their water boys. But it's, like, because, I don't know, I'm thinking this is, like, checkup things. Because it's, like, you got house, right? You got, like, the doctor that, like, that meets with you, and then he just asks you questions that you already know the answer. He's like,
and then he calls you a fat pig and shit.
Whatever, sure, you know, if you're me. And then fucking, and then really the only other person you care about after that point is just the chick that gives you the prescription. It's, like, the receptionist, all that, it's not necessary or whatever.
I mean, yeah.
But no. There's so many levels to it. It's like there's a chick you go to in the very front that has you fill out paperwork.
And she has to go get a diploma, too, to do that job, doesn't she? Or is that just an assistant job?
No, yeah, it's all fucking. They just get those jobs as they're in the school or whatever.
Is that true?
I don't know.
You fucking.
I'm talking mad shit right
now. You weren't there with JD and his black friend, and then the white girl who slept around a lot.
Are you talking about Scrubs?
I'm talking about Scrubs.
I never fucking saw Scrubs.
You never. I watched the entirety of Scrubs. I don't know why. I was a little Mexican kid in the ghetto, and
I know this. I'm gonna be shaking all like this. I know this. I know Scrubs was very like gay with like episode like. They would.
It
have,
was definitely gay.
They would have a lot of moments of like one in every three patients will die, right? Like, and then it's like in the episode it'll be like three people. Like that each person has.
Yeah.
And then like it'll be what's his name, McGrath? No, what's the name?
Something.
Zach, fuck, I can't
something remember. Something like that. He's fucking 18-year-old or something.
Is that fucking Zach Braff. Fucking name?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause no, he's narrating it, and you know, sometimes it'll be funny, and other times like Dr. Cox will be like fucking breaking the clipboard. He'll be like, I need to save this patient in like a very but in the episode I remember watching this episode because it was like when you're a kid, it really hits you, you know, because each one has, and you're like, wow, like one person's going to die in this episode. And then the episode ends with all the patients dying. And then it's like, what's the name of his character in the show?
JD.
Yeah. That's his name, JD. And then JD goes like, and sometimes all the patients die. it's like that kind of shit. It's very just, it's in the early 2000s, so I can't pinpoint like. What kind of band are we playing? But there's definitely, like, if it was in 2008, it would be How to Save My Life. Like, if Scrubs went to 2008...
Just a soft guitar.
Step one, you say you need to...
I can't think of any 2000. I'm just. I tried to put every 2000 song I know. I ended up with Linkin Park there.
The phrase too late.
In the end, after three people just died.
Maybe Iris, but fuck. You don't know a lot of those songs. I tried to explain to you Iris. You know,
I don't. I didn't listen to rock.
Treasure Planet. Fucking all these great fucking movies and fucking child. And it's like you haven't listened to Iris.
You want to hear some crazy shit? Who the fuck is Iris? Hold on. I'm gonna stick a note in what I fucking continue.
Iris is just a song. It's a song about the guy that goes like.
I thought it was a band.
And that's Goo Goo Dolls. Goo Goo Dolls is the band, and then fucking Iris. Song is like, cause I don't think that they'll understand. It's that song, whatever.
Yeah.
I just want you. You know, I'm singing. It's the same fucking thing, but it's like it's awesome. It's cool.
You have a beautiful
violins
voice
and shit. Look, I'm secretly trying whenever I sing any of these songs. Fucking whatever.
That's beautiful.
Part. What were you doing? What was that? Put a pin in it. You said put a pin in it?
Yeah.
Put a pin in it.
Put that pin right there.
You know, I just say hold on and then forget about that
completely.
Subject.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's all right.
All right, so what was it? What was it that you were freaking out about?
Oh, yeah, I heard this fucking funny thing. Did you know that Paw Patrol is pro-police propaganda?
I don't get that. I don't get, like...
You've heard that?
Not that. But, like, is it, like, a theory or, like, a joke?
No. It's just, like, it's a stupid kind of thing to be, like, oh, but is it? We live in this dystopia. You know how people always take it to, we live in this world, man. We're being programmed, bro, and this and shit.
With Paw Patrol?
With Paw Patrol. It's pro-police. And then there's a fucking, I guess, a dog that's supposed to represent a garbage man. And he doesn't bathe, and they all make fun of him. And it's a running joke or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And they're like, see, pro-police, but not the little man. And I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? It's just funny that the dog who likes garbage doesn't bathe.
It's his fault, though. He's a stray dog.
That's. Have you seen the show?
I don't know.
Not great. I was going to say, like Luis Perrault. Luis Perez went to the fucking Paw Patrol movie.
No, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't get how that show got big, or I don't get how like
fucking children watch the weird shit.
I don't know. I just don't get how it has like two movies on whatever.
Jesus fuck. Dora only has two as well.
SpongeBob felt like the biggest thing ever when I was a kid, and then they only made one fucking movie about it. And then the rest of the movies, I don't know, they just suck. I don't consider the rest of the movies actual movies. Like, because the first movie was like...
The one with David Hasselhoff? Or no?
Yeah, the one with David... But it felt like an actual, because it was like, they had the pirates in it or whatever, and it was like they were going to go see the movie. It was good.
There was a lot of... I think Scarlett Johansson was in that movie.
Was she?
She was the mermaid.
She might have been. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay. What was I going to say? Fucking, I argue this point a lot with PS2 games. I like the SpongeBob SquarePants movie more than Battle for Bikini Bottom because it's the movie, and the movie is so, like, legit.
Wait, is Battle for Bikini Bottom not the video game?
It's they're both a video game. One's the movie, the game.
Oh, when's the game version of the movie? Yeah. And then what was
The movie, the game came out first. Yeah. And then the Battle for Bikini Bottom. But the first one I think is better just because it's the movie.
So you go throughout the whole storyline of the movie?
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about those, because you know the outcome of the whole game already. You know who the final boss is.
I cried watching the movie, multiple times. Like, fucking, because they die. They die, and they realize that they're at Shady Shoals.
And they're still friends, and they're fucking...
Yeah, and then what happens?
The tear?
The tear, but they sing the fucking Goofy Goober song, and then the tear makes a heart, and then it goes down to the electrical socket, and then it fucking...
And then the thing turns, and then they come
back. They all come back to life.
All come back
to life. All the animals in the thing come back to life because the sprinklers turn on. It's fucking...
I forgot that part.
You remember that?
I don't remember the sprinklers, but yeah.
I missed that time so much. I missed, like, the Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
I remember being in the movie theater when, like, Bart's skating... And, like, they show you his dick for no reason. Yeah, that. Yeah. But it was, like, awesome. Because it was, like...
They're doing everything to make sure you don't see it. And then for one brief, like, for a while, actually, you just see nothing but that.
And then I think Ralph goes, like, I like men. Remember that?
I like men now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's awesome.
That was a good one. I was going to say, I was fucking... There's so many good... Like, I feel like I've watched way more animated movies than I've watched, like, actual movies. Did you ever watch Oliver and Company?
No, you always ask me Oliver and Company. Last time. I forgot what movie I brought up.
The Land Before Time could eat such a fucking dick, bro. I fucking hated all those movies.
I never saw... Oh, because we were talking about... That's Don Bluth. Okay, I know what we're talking about. I was saying that... fuck, I forgot what movie... But like, so the Don Bluth thing, that's... We were talking about All Dogs Go to Heaven. And I said, fuck All Dogs Go to Heaven. But there was another movie that I brought up that was like, that movie destroys all... Like, it beats... And then you said Oliver and Company. So my movie has dogs in it. I just forget which one.
It was...
Fuck.
Fucking...
Oh, my movie was An American Tale. That was the movie that I saw.
An American Tale? Isn't that the one with mice?
It's the one with the cat, yeah. Dom DeLuise is the cat. But I'm saying that movie would destroy... Yeah. But it's from the same director or whatever, Don Bluth.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. I don't know about Oliver and Company.
It's so much better than anything that you're fucking saying.
What is it? It's dogs in New York or something?
It's a cat. He fucking... I forget why, but he ends up on the streets. He's taken care of by these dogs. These dogs have a cool owner. They inevitably have to run away from some angry dude with money and... Yeah, no, it's a whole thing, but they are... it's a great movie.
You know what we fucking sucked? With a
dope-ass song in there.
What? You know what we fucking... Like, I saw this movie so fucking much, and this movie sucked a dick. So much that... Like, they had to make a sequel to the movie to make it good. You ever seen The Rescuers?
The Rescuers?
Yeah. No. It's only known as the Disney movie where there's fucking porn on the screen of a Disney... Or of, like, a Disney... Because, like, it goes through hella fast, and, like... There's like a quick photo image of like a girl with like her tits out, like full, very like strip show, like tits out.
Yeah.
And like, but the movie itself is like two mice that try like rescuing a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like there's no stakes at all. And I think they're British. I forget what they are, like what accent it is, yeah. But it just comes off as so fucking boring. That's it.
Yeah.
I just remember that.
Oh, shit. Some accents be like that, man. That British accent.
At least it's
that BBC channel. What happened?
I think it's some Mexicans be like that.
No, not some Mexicans.
Some Mexicans,
in like Britain?
What?
Some Mexicans in England?
They don't exist.
They do. There's one who's there eating fish and chip tacos and shit.
Just, yeah, making... Yeah, shepherd's pie or whatever.
Yeah, fuck. Oh, that would actually sound fucking good. Are you ready to go just blow up the culinary fucking experience in England?
I think I'd suck over there because everything they do, everything, like, they base their entire food economy on, like, baked beans. And I would shit. That's like,
gay.
I would not be good with that.
You know, I hear they have shit meat because I'm pretty sure it's a small island, isn't it? Do they get good, like, cuts of meat?
Do they
have enough room to, like,
I wouldn't underestimate their meat just because it's like they're because our breakfast is a copy of their breakfast, like the American diner thing.
Yeah. Because they also have eggs and that, like other toast and somewhat similar.
They like blood sausage. That's the weird thing about them. They have like that really red sauce. That's literally just blood sausage. But it's like, yeah, they're.
And you have your turkey sausage.
Whatever. Yeah. The turkey. So, yeah. But our whatever.
But yeah. But ours look. You ever seen theirs? It just comes with like tomatoes.
But it's massive, like the English breakfast or whatever.
Yeah.
Like ours just looks better because it's American, but it's like yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no. Have you ever seen? I mean, we're Mexicans and they do beans on toast. We don't even do that.
No, yeah, I don't know why they like beans. I don't know.
No, I heard they're sweet. Yeah. I guess it's supposed to be like a jam thing.
It's dumb. I don't know.
I don't know. That just sounds gross.
It does. And they like tea over there. I would be bad in Britain. It's yeah, not my place.
Do you not like tea?
No, I fucking hate tea.
That's a big hint that you're a piece of shit.
What, that you like tea?
No, that you hate tea.
That you hate tea?
Yeah.
I fucking hate it. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I hate tea. I hate fucking yerba mate and all that. That's fucking...
It's all tea in a different...
You know there are soccer players that drink that on the field?
Yeah.
How dumb is that?
I don't know, but... You're acting like sports doesn't go to ridiculous levels. Like fucking swimmers don't shave every hair in their body, on their body, to give them a half a quarter of a millisecond of an inch of a fucking millisecond.
That's awesome, though.
That's not awesome.
That's cool, yeah. It's like fucking they're doing it to reach
I would
this.
Like to see somebody win and just fucking... just
someone,
fucking wipe the fucking
NASCAR.
The water right out of their mustache.
Someone said this about NASCAR, like, there's, like, this big prevailing thing about, like, how NASCAR is, like, it's, like, rednecks going around in circles, but, like, what's cool about NASCAR is the idea that, like, you are, what are you fucking doing that for?
I don't know, sometimes I forget that we have cameras.
We do,
and you don't pay attention to them. Let the fans
know
you care.
I've made public service announcements, but no, I don't, no, I'm gonna stare at you in this conversation.
Okay, here. Stare me down. Protect these rednecks in their circly cars.
You ever see this guy that used to go on Call of Duty Lobby? It was like a soundboard of Samuel Jackson. He would program it to say stuff.
No, that sounds awesome.
No, yeah. So like he would just trick, because it was back then when soundboards weren't really that known unless you listened to radio.
Yeah.
So it would just be like this little kid like talking, and then it'd be like him and Samuel Jackson like say a quote from, be like, "This is an A and B conversation. See your way out of it." And then someone in the lobby goes, "Before I get D and E to F you up." It was awesome. I just remember that.
That fucking slam dunk. If you get that off on somebody, they got to shut the fuck up.
It was awesome.
It was fucking...
Do you remember
when fucking, as a child, knowing shit like that?
I remember not knowing
you
what
remember
the middle finger meant.
Getting moted?
Moted?
You got
I
moted.
Hated that because my brother... would fucking always say that.
Fucking moody.
That's a very Call of Duty. That's a Gears of War term because, I don't know, I hated it. I hated it when you said moated.
Oh my god. Nobody in this station has ever heard that. Not these geese.
By the way,
not these old people.
Big fucking word back then for online games, raped. Raped would be a massively used word.
Yes. No. Teabag.
We raped.
Teabag.
You. Teabag was a thing that you would do, but like. Like raped would be like this thing of like, we're gonna rape you in this game. It's good.
Yes,
like
yes.
That was a fucking
Fucking absolutely no censorship back in the fucking, when it's just a video game and you're just a child over the thing. Oh god, the things you would say.
I always remember back to this point where it was like you're in a lobby. It was definitely Gears of War because we had the whatever fucking. It was like in 2007, 2006, and like there was a British kid that came on the mic, and it was just so funny. Everybody go like Harry Potter. Everyone just fucking saying that to him. I just thought
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. It was like their only cultural reference.
That's all we got for you.
You're a British fucking kid with a lightning thing on his face.
Literally, the younger I was, I knew like. Bad things about Britain, and it's just like not bad things, just stuff to make fun of them about. And the older I get, I hear more and more stuff, and I'm like, I'm still waiting to hear positive things.
Well, now
I want to hear them, but I'm like, I don't. Is there any?
There's a lot.
Enlighten
me. British National Museum has like all the Egyptian art. Wait, no, hold on. They have all the Egyptian artifacts, and they're not. They don't give them back. It's fucking awesome. That's great.
No, it's not.
Yes, no.
Not until somebody goes and steals it all back and then fucking, like, they make a Nicolas Cage. Like, when it becomes a great heist, that's when it's good. But as of now, it's not. It's kind of a heist, but like.
I told this story before about the Stone of Scone. That's like the stone in Scotland. Like,
are you hungry?
No. I'm fucking talking about this fucking thing. It's the toothache is gone, by the way. But fucking, What was I going to say?
Fuck yeah. Thank you.
No. What's cool about England is they'll take relics and artifacts, and they'll just be like, this is ours now for the queen to fucking, like, like fucking tap dance on.
Yeah.
To show that she's like a ruler of that area.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're done. Like I never liked this. Like there are some countries that even though they left England, they still consider her the queen. We don't do that. America doesn't do that
because there's fucking countries where she left, but they consider her the queen.
So Canada considers the queen. Yeah, there's like, do you know what the Commonwealth Games are?
That's where like
people make fun of this. There's an Olympics of countries that the queen holds like reign over. So I was like, oh, like the White Olympics. But if you think about it, this also includes countries like Canada. This includes like African countries that don't hold hard feelings about what happened. I don't know.
I've heard there's a lot of white people in Africa.
But well, that's South America. That's fucking that's Leonardo DiCaprio, Africa, South Africa.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
There's not that many Africans in like the middle. Here's the thing. It's like if you look into like the history of Africa, it's not the British that really ruined like the percent. It's fucking Belgians. Belgians fucking demoralized whatever opinion.
Africans just didn't care for their waffles, and they could not accept that shit, so they went on a genocidal just fucking...
This is how bad...
They went on a really bad smear campaign, let's say that.
I know you don't know this name, but you've heard of it. You've heard the name of King Leopold. I know you've just heard that name for no reason.
Well, first of all, fuck you for underestimating me, thinking I don't know who the fuck King Leopold...
Do you know who King Leopold is?
Because I know who King Leopold is.
Who's King Leopold?
He's the guy who fucking... made it. He chopped a lot of bitches' heads off?
No, not heads. Hands. There was a big thing about hands and how, like, as, like, punishment for everything, they would get their hands chopped off. So, like, literally...
Yes,
a lot of, like, the African... It's kind of like what... It's like how African-Americans today, they're like, hey, you know, slavery was 400 years ago. It's like, fucking... In Belgium, or in fucking all those like Congo areas,
yeah.
It's ironic because they started off that Belgium came in is like we're gonna do this a little bit differently than all the other countries. We're gonna do this like peacefully, and then like they have to. So like there are people today that are like, yeah, my grandfather got his fucking hands chopped off because he stole a cookie or something. It's bad. It's not good.
You know what? I've heard stories of that happening to indigenous and shit like that. So that just makes me even more, makes it feel even more special when me as a Mexican high five a black dude because we both have hands.
It's not bad.
You feel me?
You can use it as a joke.
I know. It's a fucking joke, man. It's a fucking metaphor for fucking sticking together, man.
It's a metaphor?
It's a metaphor, man. Yeah. It's like smoking a cigarette backwards and getting a fucking white girl wet.
I don't know about the smoking cigarette backwards. I don't smoke it.
God damn it. Has nothing to do. It's all right. You're not on that level of internet, dude. You're not there yet.
Listen.
You watch too many. You probably have a much manlier internet than I. You fucking watch sports and fucking Joe Rogan. Really. Shit.
It'll be like part tech. It'll be part superhero. I remember this. I remember one time Faka was like, let me see what's on your YouTube shorts. And it scared me. Because I'm thinking, like, fuck, what's going to pop up? And then what popped up, and kind of did. I was like, ah, fuck. It was like a superhero cartoon clip. Yeah. And I was like, God, fucking damn it.
What? It's fine. Fucking, there were some good superhero cartoons. Especially, right. Like, the was it a violent one? Was it a good one?
No, it was like a cool Batman clip. And then Fogg was like, oh, man, that's cool. And we'd be like, fuck, it's okay. Fuck, have that. No, I remember.
Shout out Faco.
Faco.
Seeing how gay this kid is.
Fuck. Luis Perez. Gay. That's probably the best impression I can do of Faco.
Faco's the only way. You need Faco to get famous just so you can get famous for impersonating.
Yeah, that's it. Fuck it.
Fucking please tune in to us and Faco in the morning.
He has a weird like. He's like, very like post. I don't know, nut
clarity. Meridian.
Post Meridian?
I don't know.
I don't know. What the fuck were we just talking about?
Damn it, Perez. I'm the pothead.
I'm the tired one today.
No, oh, fuck off. Like, this doesn't happen every show.
No, it doesn't. I'm usually very hyped up. I'm usually, like, very, what was I going to say?
Would you let me pull your tooth out?
No. It still hurts a little bit, but it hurts a lot less now.
Good, good, good. Thank you, modern medicine.
What were we just talking about? Fuck off. Fucking get.
Yeah.
Internet? No.
Yeah. What do you get? Do you have TikTok?
No. I'm not falling under the communist regime like you, Amir. I'm sorry to say.
He says as he gets on Reddit.
Reddit. I don't know who makes Reddit.
You make Reddit.
And my Reddit's cool. My what? I'll say, like, when I look up shit, I look up public freakouts. So it's just like, fuck it. It's like WorldStar.
Yeah.
Reddit's the best. Like, Reddit's better than WorldStar at that.
Yeah, I feel like WorldStar is falling off a lot.
Yeah, I remember my brother used to go to This Is 50. There was This Is 50. There was fucking WorldStar. There was another. There wasn't one more. I don't know. It's like, it's weird with MMA. So BJ Penn used to have an MMA site. I remember
who?
That. BJ Penn. You don't find.
Yeah. BJ Penn?
Yeah. His name had BJ in it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it did. I heard he was like super good, and then I also I think there's a video of him getting knocked out like at a bar.
Yeah.
No. But he was drunk. I don't hold it against him. Please don't come
he
after me.
He has the body of like a Filipino. I don't know. All right. I'm not going to go.
Go after Perez. Go full force after Perez. Don't come after me.
I don't know. What the fuck was I going to... God damn it. I forgot what the fuck we were just talking about.
What were we just... Before if I go... Oh, what's on your internet?
Yeah. So, like, that... Like, I waste... If I really want to waste time, public freakouts, Reddit. But whatever. They're banned Reddit. Whatever. It'll be that. News. Fucking... Other than that, on YouTube... YouTube's more important. Because on YouTube, I'm either looking up, like, hour-long videos to, like, do stuff to. Or, like, I don't know. The internet, like right now, YouTube thinks I like Fallout because I'll just be watching a bunch of Fallout videos.
No, okay.
That's it.
Yeah, no. Mine's still from any video game I fucking ever fucking needed to. I needed to pass a level that I couldn't understand.
Yeah,
I still have a bunch of those, so I still get Legend of Zelda stuff.
Oh, so the internet thinks you're a child.
That's yeah, like, yeah.
Fair enough.
The internet thinks I'm a child, and a lot. If you went to YouTube Shorts specifically. Probably just podcast clips.
YouTube. My Instagram is horrible.
Instagram?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's just a lot of ass and tits.
My Instagram thinks of like Asian female comedians that are woke and like liberal because I send a lot of those to the comic. So then when it pops, yeah.
It's funny because they're like, oh, the algorithm is so smart, but it doesn't know when you're sending something ironically.
Yeah.
To piss somebody off.
It doesn't know that, yeah. Facebook's probably the best because it's like the most aesthetical. You ever seen Facebook Shorts?
Shorts? Do you mean like their video section?
They have like a Reels, but they have a long form and they have, so it's literally like, yeah, they have their own Instagram though.
Yeah. Wait, do they have their own Instagram?
It's just a copy. It's the same thing overlaid into it, but yeah, it's like in Facebook format.
Yeah. I've
it'll be like someone cutting like an orange really slowly as like something else is happening up top. It's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's all interchangeable. When I go to Facebook, I get a lot of just Asian people and like weird and like not weird, but like in the forest and shit doing like everyday stuff, but they have to do it themselves. This dude just wakes up in the morning, he's like opens up a tin and there's like some weird candy in there. He eats it and he's like, well, I guess I'll make more. And then it's an all-day process where he has to take fruit, mash it up, strain it, boil it. Put it through the thing, do the whole thing, and then like it's like a whole day process, and that's just how he lives.
No, I mean for me, it'll just Facebook's pretty. Facebook will be like a basketball clip, a wrestling clip, a football. It'll be like that, and then an aesthetically pleasing. I don't know. It'll be like yeah. You were saying got me thinking of something though. Oh, there'll be times on YouTube where I go like on random. I'll be like, "What's up with ballistics gel?" And then like it'll just be videos like. Rednecks about how to make ballistics gel and stuff like that.
How to make it?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you make it?
It's easy. You just get a bunch of gelatin. All ballistics gel is just really thick gelatin. That's all ballistics gel is.
Is it not plastic or something?
No, it's gelatin. It's in the name ballistics gelomere. You could do Deadliest Warrior. That's what that means.
Deadliest Warrior?
Yeah. You ever seen Deadliest Warrior?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I fucking love Deadliest Warrior. Did you agree with every matchup of who won?
No. A lot of the times I would lose. I remember one time Vlad the Impaler went against Sun Tzu, and my favorite thing about that was that it was like the most bullshit fight, arguably, because Sun Tzu was 1,400 years before Vlad the Impaler. Yeah. So they're like, this isn't even a fair battle. But I was a fan of Sun Tzu being like, but maybe he still holds the secrets.
Maybe he still got, like, maybe he's...
He wrote The Art of War.
Exactly. I was going to say maybe he has some fucking...
Vlad the Impaler impaled. I'm just picturing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so dumb, though. We're going to put them in a fight 1,000 times that we won't show you. We're going to only show you one fight of that 1,000.
I was going to say, I'm trying to picture it now, but there's no, like, good people like that anymore.
Now you could do it.
You could do it with a little bit retro, like Castro versus, like, George Bush. I don't know.
You know, you could do it. That Fidelis Ward did that. They had one where it was, like, Medellin versus, like, something. But you could do that now, and you can get people's interest because, like, of how many things are, like, now if, okay, I'm booking Deadliest Warrior remake. Maybe on Netflix. We'll do that just to make it simpler.
All right.
Season one. All right. Episode one, Ted Bundy versus what's that other dude? What's the other shit?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
And it would be like, it'd be its own Deadliest Warrior like that. It'd be cross promo, whatever. All right.
They're definitely raping each other.
Second Deadliest Warrior. We'll have a cartel Deadliest Warrior. We'll have, I think that's what it would be. It would be people fighting within their own thing. And then, but then you got one for the history buffs. So it's going to be a Roman one. So it's going to be fucking something Roman. Whatever. It'd probably be like something gladiator related.
I think they already did Spartans and stuff.
They would always do that, yeah.
Yeah.
But you still got to, if you lead people in with the Roman Empire, people will watch.
What if you did it smaller between specific people? What about the situation versus Luis Perez?
The situation of Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
I think I'd win just because I'm not in jail. That's it.
That's already fucking less rape.
I think my tax situation is better. Less raped.
Less.
Fuck. God damn, I think three episodes in, I think I'm fucked. I'm trying to think of how I would do it. Okay.
This is the problem with the show. Episode
four. Ukrainian freedom fighter versus fucking Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda? Ooh. I thought you were going to say a Russian. I'm like, well, that's an easy one we've seen.
And then it would be like a commentator being like, well, you know, Al-Qaeda's a blast from the past. So, you know, I don't think they have what it takes to beat the Ukrainian technology today. And then, like, one person from the Al-Qaeda side would be like, little do they know, America was being funded on our end as well. That's, like, very fucking creepy. No.
You know how they would always be like, this is the weapon choice of this part of this group?
Yeah.
And then as what's the one of their weapon choices? Bomb vest.
That's the worst thing about Deadliest Warrior was it was like they had to show you all the five weapons and they had to use it all during the battle. So it wouldn't make any sense.
No. I got this and I also have the spear.
The pirate had the pirate fight's my favorite fight ever, but the pirate had a gun.
Yeah.
And he went against a knight. And it's like, the pirate at any moment could just... But he does have to get to the knight. But it's still funny of just like...
He's still got to be stupid close. I think they tested the gun. Like, it's not that great.
It's not
guaranteed armor piercing.
Because it's a shitty pistol. But I'll never forget my favorite moment in fucking... The pirate acts... Like, he knocks down... He sweeps the knight.
Yeah.
And then fucking he opens up his thing and then fucking execute. I just always imagine like the final thoughts of that night being like, dude, I don't think we're gonna make
it. Just being like, this was a pretty big flaw.
I lost an entire metal outfit. How did this happen?
He's gonna pry this off my body and then go put it on his ship.
Yeah,
he's gonna melt this down into like a piss can or something.
Piss can. I was gonna say, I don't know. I would go definitely some sort of Viking route. How would I do it?
A Viking?
Maybe. I got a good one. Okay. Maybe I would go a little bit different in Delhi. Maybe it'd be like, all right, I'm going to go Christian Crusader versus Jewish accountant.
Versus Julian LaCrosse.
A lot of these fights have already happened. I remember when Deadliest Warrior started to suck, like when it got really dumb.
Yeah.
They stopped doing history.
Yeah.
So did zombies versus vampires. Remember that?
I don't remember.
1,000 zombies versus 5. It was the worst fucking thing ever. It was like, you're just like, what the fuck is the point of this now?
Do you remember that I think they did the Yakuza or something.
Yeah.
And what the fuck was it? Well, this Asian dude was on it. And then the same Asian dude hosted Silent Library.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. Because that guy was considered annoying on Deadliest Warrior. And then on Silent Library, he was like really quiet. But I don't know if that's the same guy or not.
I'm pretty sure that's the same guy. And I swear to God, I'm like, isn't he too terrifying to be the host of a show if he's this familiar with like what he knows?
The funniest parts of Silent Library.
Deadliest Library.
The funny
Columbine callback.
There would be like a. I didn't. You don't like it when they actually played. I liked it when they would have a fucking. They'd have like a mystery box and a celebrity pop out, and then the audio got so loud that they already knew they lost their money. So then they started talking. That's when it would be good. You ever seen that?
No.
There was one where like five frat guys, and then they're like, feed who's in the box, and then inside the box is like Ron Jeremy, and then like he's feeding a carrot to Ron Jeremy, and then he like his friends are dying laughing, and then he opens the box, and then Ron Jeremy goes like, you like what you see, and like obviously the audio is going fucking off, and it's too late. Yeah, like, yeah, they already lost their money.
You might as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
But did Ron Jeremy ruin it? Because it was they were lying.
He then proceeded to rape 28 women. I don't know.
Another one?
Another one.
Fucking Ron.
And
then, you heard, have you seen what he looks like?
What he looks like? Yeah. Like me. Fucking, it's my idol.
No, bro. He somehow looks worse.
I'm mad I didn't say friend of the show.
Friend of the show?
I'm mad I didn't say Ron Jeremy friend of the show.
Fucking hate all the friends of this show.
Fucking no, they're friends.
They're friends. We chose the wrong friends.
What does he look like now?
He looks like shit. I think they said he's got like Alzheimer's or something. He's fucking going through it, and like I'm not sure if he's in jail.
Good, that's probably a good case of Alzheimer's though.
What?
He's like, where am I? Well, I got a big dick. Where am I? Well, I got a big
dick. Just over and over. Just whoa.
He's like, I'm well off. He's like, good. He's like, hopefully I use this. And he's like, oh, that's probably why I'm here. Like,
yeah. Is he in jail still?
I don't know.
You should know. I thought you were his pen pal.
I don't know. Yeah. What was it like when you fucked this? Yeah. I don't know. I'm surprised he hasn't Bill Cosby'd it somehow. Like, on some sort of technicality. I don't know.
Is that why Bill got out?
Yeah. Bill got on, like, a technicality of, like, his sentencing or something.
What was the technicality? What the fuck?
Was he's the cause? That's the technicality.
What was the technicality? Rudy!
That's the technicality.
That's the technicality.
I don't know. God damn it.
Tiger Woods just fucked ugly chicks, man. Like, why couldn't they just... Like, he just got the ones that were easy to sleep with.
He fucked a lot of them, though. And I don't know. His wife kind of seemed like bad. She was really beautiful, though. His wife.
Yeah.
And then, because I remember when that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've talked about this before, but I remember. It was crazy. That was a time when everyone was lying to themselves. Everyone was acting like very lame at that moment when it happened.
What do you mean?
Every when single they were going man. After him? Every single man that you'd see here, like talk about that story, would be like, I can't believe he's doing this. Like, he really let us down. The people would talk like that about Tiger Woods, you know, they'd be like, fucking Tiger, how could he? Meanwhile, it was like actually really cool, and it was just like the media fucked it up. Oh, looking back on it, it's going to be viewed as this thing where it's like the media...
It's going to be viewed as his downfall.
Maybe not like Monica Lewinsky, but similar to that in how fucking overswept everything was by it. I don't know.
No, I think the Monica Lewinsky was like, it's the president fucking cheated. God damn it. Doesn't this look bad?
It's weird, though, because it was like the president lies about something, and then the intern becomes a big thing about it, and then the fucking friend of the intern who rats on everything, she becomes a big thing about it. Like, SNL, they had John Goodman play the female friend who ratted it out, because she was a big one, too. And then,
She had some weight on her?
She had meat on that bone, as they like to say.
She was thick.
Yes.
With extra barbecue sauce.
With extra sweet baby rays. Yes. I don't know.
I was going to say, but yes, I was going to say, I feel like the presidential one is understandably bigger, but this, what was the other one?
But I'm saying, like, something's become a media, like, OJ became a media circus, Monica, that hurt comedy. Monica, like, you know, like Trump's presidency, Monica Lewinsky, I would say, hurt comedy. For the sake of, like, there were a couple really famous bits, like Chris Rock had, like, a really famous Monica Lewinsky thing, but every comedian had to address Monica Lewinsky, and it became weird. And then that. Same thing with Iraq. Same thing with Bush. Everyone had to do, like, a little Trump Bush impression or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird.
It was, like, the COVID thing, too? Everybody's got to have a COVID joke. Everybody's got to have a submarine joke.
I think people were more self-aware to know not to. But some people did it. Some people made special. Yeah. I don't know.
Submarine jokes.
Submarines. It was a media circus, but I don't know.
And then it just died. Oh, they were gone after the first day?
It became like a big thing. They were obsessed with the grandson. Him posting about his thick Latinas or whatever. Remember that?
Wait. Oh, yeah.
They found him on Twitter. Yeah. He was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's always like that, I feel like.
It's always like that?
Yeah, the rich people don't really give that much of a fuck.
Oh, my God, Amir. What? With these fucking...
He's a fucking billionaire. How often do you think he's at home?
What kind of Tiny Tim take is that?
What are you fucking...
Here comes Amir holding his crutches. I wonder if we'll get soup today, man.
Hey, man, fuck you. I don't want a goose. You can take that goose, shove it.
Why?
Up you turducken eating motherfucker.
I wish I had a soundboard clip, but you'd be like, man, it just shows you that the rich don't really care about people, man.
They don't. They got their share, and everybody who doesn't isn't working hard enough.
Fair enough. What was I going to say? I'm just picturing Scrooge McDuck when you say it like that. You ever seen that? Fucking. No, we were talking about that last time. We were talking about your rap Christmas special.
My rap. Yeah. The night before Christmas.
Yeah, the night
before. And I'm so excited that I fucking know the name now.
I looked up yesterday, and if I remembered any. I didn't see that many holiday specials looking back on it. I only saw like the older ones that were like the Disney Christmas Carol. I saw the fucking. What's it called? Rankin Bass. Rudolph. That's like the one that you hate.
I hate it.
Because it's Christmassy. I don't know.
No.
Polar Express. Remember Polar Express?
Man, I haven't even seen the fucking SpongeBob Christmas special in years.
I don't remember it.
Do you remember Sandy Cheeks brought Christmas to Bikini Bottom?
She probably did. I don't remember that, though.
This Christmas feels like the very first Christmas to me.
No, I don't remember that. I remember the episode with water. I remember not understanding the hibernation episode.
What do you mean? Oh, Sandy.
When, like, they just wake her up and she's like a big monster or whatever?
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
She's cranky.
Silly, though.
I'm sorry. The talking sponge and his fucking pineapple and his fucking starfish friend is too ridiculous for you?
Yeah. I don't like Sandy Cheeks being, like, that powerful. I didn't like that kind of stuff.
She had eaten a whole bunch. She just ate a whole. It's hibernation. What do fucking. Not people. Fucking animals that hibernate do. They eat a whole bunch of shit.
There would be a lot of. I hated whenever, like, the bad person won. Like, I remember one time I was watching Fairly Odd Parents, and there was an episode where. Do you ever seen Fairly Odd Parents?
Yes. Yes, of course.
So Timmy Turner.
Before they
this
had
is a pretty good turn, but Timmy Turner. Is sick of Vicky's bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And then fucking, he's like, I wish she was younger than me. And then she turns out to be younger, and like he torments her.
Yeah.
And then the Fairly Odd Parents go to her.
Oh.
And then she starts really, and I'm like, no, this is bullshit. This can't be happening. I still don't like Vicky at that
it's
point.
It's the lesson you're supposed to learn, dickhead.
Fuck that.
You didn't like, learn the
I
lesson.
I didn't like the George Lopez episode where Benny has fake tits, and then it's like ruining. I hated that.
I would hate it too. I would fucking hate that too.
If it were up to me, every George Lopez episode, he would just win. Like, just fucking purely win. Oh no.
You want. Well, you can't always win. You can't always have things your way.
It was cool when he. It was rare when he won, but it was cool. I don't know.
He's supposed to be like the husband. Like everybody loves Raymond. Like, fucking, oh, he's the loving husband who gets his balls broken.
I never saw
it. You didn't watch Everyone Loves Raymond. You didn't watch The King of Queens. Did you even have CW, motherfucker?
I did have CW. I just didn't watch those shows.
It was between fucking The Simpsons and stuff.
I would never watch this. I would watch, like, SmackDown, CW.
That was awesome. That was a good time.
I would watch Cartoon Network or like my brother would have on MTV. So it'd be like a lot of Pimp My Ride and stuff like that.
Pimp My Ride.
I saw like the peak of reality TV when it was like love dating shows. Remember that?
I remember. I love Flavor of Love popped it all off and then everybody got one.
That's it. Yeah. Everyone got one and like you could follow the tree of like so New York goes to Flavor of Love and then she has like I Love New York and then she has three different people get TV shows from that because... Real Chance of Love. Remember that?
Yep, yep, yep.
And I remember Frank the Entertainer. Frank's fucking basement or something.
I don't remember that, but
it was awesome. It was like where this guy was like, yeah, I got all these bitches that want me. I'm in my basement. My mom's going to be the judge. And then that's the whole thing. You're like, yeah, we got what that show. What the
fuck?
And okay. Then you got Megan Wants a Millionaire. So it's like this blonde, like, gold digger chick. And then there's like, she was on, she was either on Flavor of Love or on Rock of Love. I forget. But then.
Oh, Daisy De La Hoya, yeah.
That's Daisy of Love. That's fucking something else.
I was going to say, what you're forgetting is that they also made shows just to recast the whole fucking group, the whole fucking lot, where they would be like, oh, it's the, we're taking the reality show contestants from these few shows and we're putting them in Charm School. That's
true. With Charm School, or, I love or money.
G's to Gents.
I never saw G's to Gents. I saw Tool Academy.
That's where the fuck that stupid white rapper comes from.
Which stupid white rapper?
The one with the grill and the, with the rappers. The fucking, he speaks extremely stupidly.
Who?
Riff Raff.
Riff Raff comes from G's to Gents?
Riff Raff comes from G's to Gents.
No, I never saw it. No, I saw.
He's been the same dude the whole time. Ridiculous.
What the fuck? What was I? I Love Money. I said Tool Academy. I didn't like Rock of Love. That was the one show I don't think. I like Daisy of Love, but I didn't like Rock of Love.
Did you know that Rock of Love, like, you could get the, like, you, there's a pay-per-view version?
What does that mean?
They just showed tits, because you know those bitches were slutty, so
they had that on VH1?
Not on VH1. Oh, but it's a pay-per-view.
But how old is it?
It's fucking, probably after the fucking show aired.
But, like, I'm saying, like, is how recent is it?
No, that's after the show aired. It's a fucking old thing.
I didn't like, because Rock of Love was weird, because he saw a lot of white trash. And like
trash, and very tan trash that was still white trash. Yeah,
it was hard for me to process that as a kid. I don't think I understood it, because it would be, like, plot lines of, like, one of them would have a husband at home with, like, a kid. It'd be weird. Like, a lot of them would have, like, Flavor of Love, they were all whores, and then fucking...
One of them did porn.
Did one of them do porn?
One of them did porn.
Who?
I think it was the black one.
In Flavor of Love?
No.
Oh.
No, Pumpkin did porn.
I was about to say, you really fucking... Pumpkin? The one that spits on fucking...
She didn't spit. She got spit on. New York. No, you're right.
No, you're right. Fucking spits on New York, you fuck. Yeah.
And then New York, yeah. She gets her lick back.
Pumpkin had a weird face, but yeah. I don't know.
But she did porn.
There were hotter women in I Love New York. Okay. I don't know. But Pumpkin's not the one that I'd
want. You just name anybody. I'll let you know if they did porn.
Lita.
Did porn.
And Lita did not do porn.
She did topless.
No, she didn't. Well, topless, sure, but not porn.
Can you beat porn off to it? Can you beat
penetration
off
penetration, Amir?
No.
Doing porn isn't doing like Playboy. Doing porn is like you're getting fucked. It's different. The definitions have changed over the years.
If it's made me preaches, it's porn.
Preaches?
Yeah. If it just got me frothing.
If it got you frothing. I don't know.
If it makes my dick hole have to go like...
It's disgusting, Amir. It's a family show.
Fucking... That's because Grandpa here doesn't know how to change the station.
Fucking damn it. I don't know.
Fucking... All right, but I was right, was I not?
About what?
About her doing topless stuff.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
There's one video that's pretty fake of her doing porn. Like
isn't there a fake one about Mickey James, too?
I'd believe it if Mickey James did. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Either way.
Melina, I'd believe, did porn.
Melina?
I'd believe if she
did. I wish, but...
She was eh.
What?
She was eh.
You're ridiculous.
Candace Michelle was hotter.
Michelle. Which one's Candace Michelle?
She was like the one that had like the wand. It was bad.
What about the one that was from ECW, the one that was an exhibitionist?
Who?
Was it Kelly Kelly?
Kelly was playing Smack. Because Kelly Kelly had that. All right, this is the worst radio conversation.
What? Ever. If you understand wrestling, you fucking understand.
I'm done. We're not doing this.
All right, fine. Why the fuck?
Radio haven't gotten me. Call up if you want to hear us talk about something else, please. Jesus, dear God.
Yeah, I want to ask you something, man.
What?
Did you get anything for anyone anything for Christmas?
This year?
Yes.
No, because it's not Christmas yet, but I'm not going to probably get
it. It's fucking a week till.
Doesn't matter.
What do you fucking mean it doesn't?
It is exactly 1 week away, fuck.
Exactly. I was going to say, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You're not going to get anybody. What about your parents, you fucking asshole?
I'll give them the gift of having a son. That's it. That's what I'm going
to
give them.
They gave it to you, you dick.
I think, luckily, Christmas is one of those things where you care about it a lot at one point, and then it slowly goes away. And I don't know. It's weird.
I just hate that I have a ginormous family I have to get gifts for.
Why? What do you give them?
The women, perfumes, and clothing, and shit like that. I made my girlfriend was nice enough to volunteer and fucking.
That's her job.
For the
perfumes?
Yeah.
It's crazy that you're giving perfumes out.
I'm so sorry, Perez. You're right. I should discipline my bitch more.
You should.
You're right, Perez. I'm not keeping my pimp hands strong.
You should just drop her off at the Macy's home section and be like, go.
Go. I'll be back in 3 hours.
Get your shit. And there's like a bunch of hex clads. I don't know.
When was the last time you were in a serious relationship, Perez?
Not ever.
Never?
I've never been in a serious relationship.
In a serious, like, let me love you for the rest of my life.
Jesus.
I promise to hold you dearly, forever and truly.
No, I don't want to hear that. Stop that.
You don't want to be like, Baby, I couldn't live without you. You take my breath away. Good morning, sweet cheeks. Let me eat that ass. Whatever.
Amir's wife's calling in to say gay.
I don't have a wife.
I know. Fuck. It's weird. I'm the worst with that shit, like, in terms of comedy. I'll be like, him and his chick. And they'll be like, his chick?
His chick.
It's like, fuck. There's no way to properly do it. And, like, his girlfriend.
Your broad.
But him and his chick makes sense to me. I don't know.
His old lady.
It's Queen's English. It's him and his chick.
Why the fuck is chick? White chick?
Why is chick bad? One time I was in a fucking open mic and I said that and the girl got mad.
I don't know. I don't think chick is bad. It just seems like a weird word.
Him and his chick. That's it. It's like, that's just how you...
I've heard people from the East Coast call their wives the bird.
The bird?
Yeah, you know, the bird can send me to the store.
Ball and chain.
Yeah, shit like that. Like,
I don't know.
It feels like I think that's very much where that comedy comes from, that I fucking hate my wife.
I love it. I love that
You love
shit,
the man. I hate my wife?
I love the I hate my wife shit, and I love the I hate my mother-in-law shit.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is timeless, I think. Something about that is funny.
Why? Mother-in-laws are fine.
Mother-in-laws are fine?
Mine is.
Look, you're such a fucking... This is the most... So America is going to shit and mother-in-laws are fine?
Listen.
We're going to fucking
riot.
You say
the same thing, but you just say it from the Fox News standpoint.
I don't.
You do. You're like, San Francisco is going to shit.
It's a lawless city. Wait, hold up. I also say I like San Francisco, though. But you fucking hate San Francisco.
I fucking hate San Francisco. But it's not because I believe that that it's a lawless city that needs to be fucking... That the Democrats are ruining. I hate it because the driving and the streets and this fucking traffic and that fucking bridge. I hate it for different reasons.
I like the city stuff. I don't mind it. I don't mind like places around San Francisco. I don't mind. The mission's pretty annoying. But
I want to teach you to drive just so you could drive around San Francisco and just slowly learn to hate it.
No, I don't want to.
Fucking hate it.
I think I'd like it. Besides getting bipped and all that. I don't have to worry about getting bipped, though. So it's like, it doesn't... I'm fine.
I'm
going to a fucking cheesesteak place. We don't have that many cheesesteak places in the East Bay. We have fucking... There's 20 here. So it's fun. I don't know.
You do like cheesesteaks. This is like the third show where you've brought up cheesesteaks.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you can go here and enjoy... You know what? I got drunk at fucking... Knockout.
Surprise, surprise. He got drunk.
And then next door, I went to a Taqueria Cancun and went and got a burrito. How fucking... You can't really do that in comedy in other places because it's like everything is closed. San Francisco's just more open. It's the closest thing we have to New York in here. That's why San Francisco's
better. Oh, fuck you.
What do you mean, fuck me? That's all... That's fucking it.
Ugh.
What's your counterpoint?
Fuck New York, too.
Fuck New York, too? You're wrong.
It's
the fucking
fucking rats. Rats and
so what?
And actual physical rats. I'm not talking about the rats in the first one. I'm talking about the people that live there. Those fucking rats.
It's cool. It doesn't. It's fine. I love this city. Whatever.
It's horseshit. I don't know. Maybe I'd be happy in the middle of the fucking desert, in the middle of the woods, or somewhere else. But fucking
no.
I also the suburbs seem kind of boring. Also, I don't know. I feel like I have a reason to complain about everywhere.
I'm from the suburbs, so it's like I don't mind the suburbs.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, it's fine.
I bet you're the type to post like that. I don't know if it's gunshots or it's fireworks.
When have I ever? Why would I post that?
I don't know, man.
In the 2000s?
Like, yeah, back when you were young, you was the hottest motherfucker out here.
In like Facebook and stuff.
Yeah,
I did make a Facebook when I was under. This has to be like 13. I made it when I was 12. Nice. Remember doing that?
I did that.
Yeah, and then I remember.
Did you fill it out? Everything.
The books. I didn't post and everything. Anything.
No, you were just a watcher.
You just watch. Yeah.
I literally. That's the reason I uninstalled Snapchat because I'm like, well, I just feel like a stalker now because I don't post anything. It's supposed to be share your experiences. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's silly.
Dude, we're very bad at that, aren't we?
But cyberbullying was so ingrained into our heads when we were kids, too. Like, you probably... I don't know if you remember that, but I remember that.
What?
There was this idea that, like... And, like, not cyberbullying as much as, like, bad things can happen with the pictures that they take of you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Back then, they really fucking reamed it into your head. Like, they look at social media. Like, now they just do a check. Like, now everything is so odd. But back then, they were like, they look at your social media and they see what you're posting.
How often did you put that message?
Of what?
I do not give Facebook the right to use my images in any of these fucking things.
Oh, I remember that. That was a very
and by reposting
thing.
This, I am certifying. You know that's.
Do you let the yearbook post? You like? Can we post this for the yearbook? And then you put no. I remember that.
No.
I remember that.
Yeah. No. Fuck that shit. I put in the most useless information. I never really worried about my shit getting stolen. Do you know what books I read? Do you know what books I read on Facebook?
You put what books you read?
Yeah.
You can do that as a feature on Facebook?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's all in the info. You can put where you work and where you live and books you've read and hobbies and shit like that. You know what the only book on my thing is?
What?
Kama Sutra. Oh!
So stupid. I put that I went to Diablo Valley College.
Don't forget that I fucking made this when I was 12.
I didn't know. If you asked me at 12 what the Kama Sutra was, I would have been like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I need swings and, like, servants to lower her onto my dick with. It's a whole thing.
So the whole point of the Kama, it's like the yogi thing but for sex, but it's like its own system, right?
I guess, pretty much.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand it either.
We're coming up on 9, and this is fucked.
What are you talking about?
It's 8:57. We got 1 hour left. I think the Christmas show, I think we have a lot coming for that. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, fuck you. You don't even have my gift yet, you fuck.
I'll get it. What are you going to give me? I'm going to get those Prime Sweatshop kids are going to get your gift coming in real fast.
Yo, at least do Timu. That's like old Indian women, I think.
Timu?
Yeah.
I was telling that to it, but we were talking about like how everyone uses the Wish.com joke, and Timu is like the more current thing to say now.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
No one says let go anymore. Remember that app?
Go?
Let go.
Let go? eBay.
Craigslist thing, yeah.
Yeah, just fucking go to eBay. It's the second hand.
There's eBay.
There's so many.
No, no.
I was going to say, it was rainy as shit, and I almost died today, Perez. I legitimately almost died.
So you're saying we didn't have to annoy the audience today?
We didn't have to bug them. We didn't have to interrupt the fucking child's fucking broadcast we were fucking listening to. What were they listening to,
bro? They were probably just singing the Christmas song.
That's fucking gay.
It is gay.
Who invented that
song on the first day of Christmas?
And then
people realize, like, holy shit, this dude's going to sing about everything in that order. Remember that as a kid when you found that out?
Yes, I'm like, fuck.
I remember being like, dude, we got to go through the... And it's like, it's very like 99 bottles of beer on the wall, kind of, how it is.
It's too fucking repetitive. And then you get to 5. 5 golden rings, 3, 4, 3.
Oh, you're right. You have the 5 golden rings. Yeah.
I hated all that shit. I remember they forced me to do the Macarena.
They forced you to do the Macarena?
They forced me to do the Macarena in, I think, third grade.
Okay.
And I can still do it perfectly.
It's just this, right? Isn't it just...
No, you fucking
what
lazy
fuck.
I think I did wrong already.
That song, that sucks. Yeah. That's the song that was?
Yeah, what are you fucking talking about? Did you not know the Macarena song?
I thought it was a lot more elaborate than that.
No. You just do that over and over again. I think you just go, and then fucking other way.
Did they ever have you do the pacer test?
What the fuck is a pacer test?
I fucking hate the pacer test. The pacer test was like my biggest fear as a kid.
What was it?
It was fat. Everyone's like, everyone in my adult life was like, oh, I used to be fat. And I think they always think they're lying. But whatever I talk about, the pacer test is this thing. They put you up in the gym and they put a boom. When you saw the boom box, you'd be like, fuck, they're doing the pacer test today. This is not going to go well.
What is the pacer test?
The pacer, they would just put on a DVD. It's like they knew the measurements of the gym, too. They'd be like, this is the Fitness Gram pacer test. And they would be like, you're gonna run back and forth from one side of the gym to the other. And it would be like, go. And it would be like, if you heard the bing and you weren't at the line yet, you got out.
Ooh.
So it's called the pacer test, but it's also known as the AKA... people waiting to see how long Luis could last. Because that's the first, like...
Oh, God.
Fat kids would... It's very Hunger Games, like, how fucking quick we get knocked off.
Let me guess. That bench started to fucking...
It would have been cooler to just give up on the first one, but you'd be like, five. But so every... Like, in all my PE life, my whole goal was never be last. Be... last if the person that beat you or lose, if the person that beat you looks better than you. That was always the goal, so then you could blend in.
You didn't blend.
Well, I mean, but still, if one person,
that's what you believed,
you just be fucking running for your life, though. Just bing, one.
Meanwhile, the dude next to you is just like,
just, they would just be casually jogging, and I would just be fucking like, we gotta do this shit.
Like, oh my God. Like, you look like you get that fucking pain right here on your side.
I do. That exact part. Yeah. That's where.
But you look like you get it when you take a shit.
Not when I take a shit. It's like me in like my natural state.
Bro, I fucking hate it. I remember this bitch of a fucking PE teacher in second grade. Tell me why she wanted to see, like, everybody do a pull up on the monkey bars, right?
Never had us do that, but yeah.
Oh my God, she was such a bitch. Oh God, she, and some kids couldn't do it, you know, because we're in second fucking grade. So what would she do? She would make two other kids hold your feet and push you up,
yeah,
to help you, and then this bitch saw my little chubby ass. So fucking short and chubby, and said, hey, two little girls, push him over the thing.
That's pretty good.
When I tell you that one of these little girls never stood a chance, I mean, like, she was so scrawny, and she was like, she was in charge of pushing me over this monkey bar, which I could barely, like, fucking hold on enough to get to the next one. I was never going to push. And they were like, all right, push him up over the monkey bars. And both of these girls just...
I feel like with me, they would be like, we got to bring in a third kid or something.
You got to bring
like,
a third
kid. Fucking...
Hey, teacher, get off your break and help
security,
us out.
Security, yeah.
Bro. After that, I hated her. Because guess what? I had a crush on scrawny girl.
It's on you.
How's that on me?
Hey, you know what she had a crush on? Her fucking bones when she tried lifting you up. That's what she had a fucking
fuck
crush
you.
On.
Fuck you and fuck that whore. That whore.
I remember I remember in school, it was in elementary school. It was actually pretty cool. They had us do the Olympics in school. I used to have a joke about it.
The Special Olympics.
I remember I tried making a joke about it, but it was like how they had us they gave us a piece of paper with the image of the Olympics, and we're all kids. So we don't know what the Olympics is yet.
Yeah.
And they're like, go explain this to your parents. Like, go ask what this is.
Yeah.
And then every kid came back with, it's the Olympics. But one kid did come back and say, yeah, it's a symbol for Audi. That's what she's. And it was like us looking at him like, no, you fucking idiot. It's a symbol for. But we didn't know. Like, we just found out.
Yes. It basically is, but like, make a W out of it.
And I remember we each had to pick, because there's like the places in, it was like the Greek Olympics, so it's like,
Greek.
There's Athens, Sparta, Corinth, blah, blah, blah. We were Corinthians, so anytime I see Corinthians, I always like, when I was a kid, I picked Corinthians, and all the, I thought all my friends picked Corinthians, and they did, and I just remember, like, we were like, yeah, we're in Corinthians. We got our fucking asses kicked every single time. It was bad. Oh,
fuck.
We were not a good Olympics team.
You were so happy. Like, yes, we did it, guys. We're all together. And then you were just like the dead last team.
We then proceeded to lose every single fucking thing. There are so many stories.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's a good story of me. Because in elementary school, this is a lot of like, this fits me in life. But like, I was the kid in elementary school. Like, I had cubbies.
Yeah.
My cubby was fucking dirty as shit. Always just jamming shit in there. Like, wrecking it or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember one time my teacher was making hot chocolates, and he was like, all right, everyone, clean your cubbies, and then I'll give you hot chocolate afterwards. And, dude, I didn't even... there was one part as I was cleaning, I was like, I don't even want it. I don't even want the hot chocolate. And then I was
so much shit.
I cried, and my teacher took me to the side. He's like, listen, you're going to clean that, and I'm going to give you the hot chocolate. And then I cleaned it up, and I always remember this. He gave me the hot chocolate. Coldest fucking chocolate.
Oh ever. My fuck. That's how long it fucking took.
That's
you?
How long it took.
What the fuck was in that fucking cubby?
Important things. Jesus like paper, Christ. Stickers. I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Fucking sad ass Perez.
I was so fucking devastated.
Can you microwave it? Can you throw some hot water in here and they can. Oh my god! Luis Perez, I'm so sad. I want to give you a hug.
I have a lot of fucking moments that, like, you know, they build you up from that. You're like, I'm bound from this.
I'm gonna start a GoFundMe for you
to what? Fix my cubby? Like,
to fucking get you a fucking hot chocolate.
That's the last thing I need for right now.
A tea kettle, an electric one, so you can have a hot chocolate in like a minute.
I'm trying to think what else. I don't know. There's lots of weird moments. Like, you never had like weird moments in elementary school of like something's mentioned for the first time or like, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm pushing too hard for a bit, but it's like they explain since 9/11, like in the entire day, it was like our teacher had to take us to the side and they explained to us what 9/11 was.
No, I swear to God, I never fucking heard of 9/11. My teacher didn't tell me shit.
It was smart. You just explained it to us. It was like a very important thing. I just remember that. Other than that,
I remember we made teach cry.
We used to, yeah. But that was in middle school.
Middle school?
Yeah.
How the fuck you do it in middle school? You fucking punch her in the face. That's how.
There was a math teacher and fucking. This was back when the Polynesian chicks. Worse than the Polynesian chicks in the back would run that classroom.
Mm-hmm.
They would be the this is bad. They would be the thing of like the math teacher would like discipline one of the kids, and the kids that being disciplined would be like, you wouldn't do that to them over there, and then he would just stay silent. He's like that was like a clear like whatever alpha-ing sign of like the class is alpha'd him,
yeah,
or whatever. It was like the team whatever.
Because he was scared of, like, their parents or so their brothers and sisters? He
would sometimes, like, be disciplining someone, like, outside the classroom and everyone would be quiet. And people used to take, like, books of his and throw them out the window because he had edge class and stuff. He had, like, an edge to the school class or whatever.
Yeah.
He would, like, draw dicks.
Oh, my God.
But his wife was a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And she had the same last name.
Oh, shit.
And then she would come in and being like, what you guys are doing to him is really wrong. And whatever, she was crying over the abuse that her husband was taking from our class.
Oh, my God. I'll be honest, that's not going to help.
But you know what's funny?
That's not going to fucking help.
You know
help.
What's funny? The funniest thing about all the abuse is still the idea of, like, drawing dicks.
It's not okay what you're doing.
It's still the worst, like, thing that they could be doing.
All we talk about over dinner is dicks.
They're drawing dicks.
Dicks on the books, dicks on the wall, dicks on the desks. A fat little kid who got some hot chocolate too cold.
There was this teacher that always got destroyed, too. Like, there was a video of him getting punched in the face by his... It was bad.
By who?
By a student.
Wow, that's not good to have out there.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
it. He was the Cat Williams of the fucking substitute teachers.
Beat by a 12-year-old or whatever. That happened. I want to hear your fucking stories.
My stories?
Yeah.
Fuck, let me see.
They better not be hood stories.
Man, so me and my teacher was smoking weed around the corner, right?
Dude, never came back.
Me and this...
In the drive-by.
I didn't have many stories, man. The school was very, like... It was a bad school. I'll say that. If you didn't go to class, you didn't fucking go to class. It was fine. You could come in smelling like weed. Sometimes I'll make you stand outside till you smelled less like weed. It wasn't that bad.
Elementary school?
Yeah. What do you think? What you the fuck? High school? I was on cocaine in high school. What are you talking about?
You were smoking weed in elementary school.
No.
Exactly. So what the fuck?
In elementary school? Let me see. Elementary school. I know more about Kwanzaa than a lot of people.
Why?
Because my elementary school, like every morning we would do this thing where we would do the whatever five things that Kwanzaa is supposed to teach you. Emoja. Imani.
Jumanji.
Not Jumanji.
Mancala.
Fucking.
Jenga.
Not board games. Not board games, you bitch. This ain't Fisher Price. Shut the fuck up.
Say it again.
The fucking no, because now I forgot him.
God damn it.
Umoja.
Moncala. Just the idea of saying Moncala.
And then we would say all those, and then we would go, positive energy. What? Positive energy. And you have to remember, this is first, maybe even kindergarten, to fifth of just rows of children. What? Saying the positive energy. What? Positive energy.
Kumbaya.
It was very... Usher. The more I look back, the more I'm like, this is North Korea-ish a little bit.
Yeah, you know what they had us do in our school? Say the Pledge of Allegiance.
And now look at you. Look at me.
Yeah.
Look at you.
It's like I care about this country a little bit. I don't know.
You care about this country more than you care about human beings in general.
Here comes humanitarianism.
There you go.
He speaks for the country of the world.
That's the country of the whole universe, man.
You're a sovereign citizen.
Fuck it. Oh, that's right, man. I can drive any vehicle because it's not a commercial vehicle. It's my occupancy vehicle. I don't need a license to drive.
See, you abide by the laws of the country. I abide by the laws of human nature. That's why I can drive 55 on this. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, no. I've been getting a lot of those videos, too, on my internet.
They're lamer. They used to be really cool. It's interesting, though, when you learn that cops hate them. Cops, like, that's, like, their biggest fear. Because it's, like, they'll sometimes audit you or whatever. Like, they'll sue you for a bunch of different things or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
Be like, well, you had no right. But, like, it's really bullshit, most of it, isn't it?
What do you mean? A lot, yeah. That's why they're fucking... That's why the cop always breaks their... ends with breaking their windows or whatever. I don't know.
I heard some dude did it in Mexico.
How'd that work out?
I'm not sure. Hopefully not well.
Yeah.
You are in mucho trouble, senor. Because the Mexican dude broke his window. Exactly like you said.
Bribing the police officer, yeah.
No, it's generally, I don't need to pay to go through this toll. That's it. That's all, man.
The Mexican police, well, I always saw Mexican military in Mexico. That was like a big thing I always saw. And it always freaked me out.
I remember my sister went to Tijuana with her kids, and my nephew got really scared because the Mexican police was just around with guns and shit.
Yeah.
And then the next time she went, her son didn't want to go. One of her sons was like...
Smart.
Yes.
That kid's a fucking valedictorian right there.
His little brother went.
That's not smart.
Bro, it's fine.
It's not fine, though.
Why is it not fine?
As he would come to find out, it was not fine.
It was good.
Cut to footage of the city where Chapo's son was taken, and it's not good.
Oh, fuck you. Go look at Chicago. It's like we're in the same world.
We're not though, because you're comparing you're comparing a fucking corrupt place to Chicago, and that's wrong. You cannot compare Chicago.
Is there no corruption in the United States?
No.
No.
Making that clear.
No.
There used to be when unions
not one and person.
Gangsters were bad, but not
everybody
now.
Does their job just for their paycheck.
And oh, shut the fuck up.
Everybody does their job to the best of their abilities and makes and they get no extra acknowledgement for it. No credit, and your name doesn't even need to be put on the work. You are just happy to do the work for the paycheck and nothing more.
You know how happy you would be if the purge became a real thing? You'd be like, look at your country now, Luis. Look at your country now.
I'd be like, we'd be in here just fucking with guns, just pointed at the door, just, hey, how you doing, everybody? It's Luis and Amir.
Oh, no, them passing it, I would just think if the purge was real, people would just leave. Like, people would just not be in America. Like, during that day or something.
Yeah, no, all the people that can afford to leave.
Oh, shut up.
I'm serious. That's just the thing. Where the fuck am I going to go?
We're having an in-purge argument of like, wait. No, you could be like in an airplane or whatever, doing something else.
No, but everything's going to skyrocket in price. Whenever there's demand, everything goes up in price. Like, and then the borders are going to get fucking clogged up. And then
if the purge was real, there'd be this thing of like, okay, the purge is real except in these areas. And then the people would just be flooding those areas. So like, I really think like, airports would still be airports if the purge was still would be real.
The purge is kind of real.
Oh my god! You were building up to it too. You were doing that.
It's called hurricanes, and I remember Katrina was a big one, and motherfuckers still stayed. They just stuck around. And said
they were given proper warnings.
Exactly. Even if you're given proper warnings, some motherfuckers would just stay.
There was looting going on, but it's like.
That's the purge people right there.
God.
That's the purge people. Who's like, man, I'll be fine. I'll stick it out right here at my house. I don't want nobody coming in and taking my shit.
Yakov Smirnoff used to have a joke that was like, I am from Russia. In the United States, they have Cleveland. In Russia, we also have cities that we make fun of. It is also Cleveland.
It's also Cleveland. Cleveland is. It's a fucking. Okay. It's you could always be like, fucking fuck Cleveland.
Detroit's worse, Cleveland. But Cleveland's shittier. That's the issue. Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah,
Cleveland. I have no knowledge of Cleveland, but I thought it would be a nicer place, and Detroit would be a lot worse.
Detroit's a lot worse, but it's like Detroit. You have a good fucking. Detroit has more history, so it helps. It's the fallen city.
Yeah.
Cleveland has had. Well, they had. Back then, they had shit, but it was like, not really.
Not
to the level of Detroit. Detroit is Eminem.
Detroit. You better lose yourself.
But whatever.
Excuse me.
I don't know.
917. Stop looking at the fucking clock.
I don't know. It's not that. It's like.
Is your tooth hurting?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, stop it.
I don't know.
Are you going to go to the dentist?
No.
Go to the fucking dentist.
No.
Have them yank it the fuck out.
No.
We have a fucking podcast to do. You need your... You're a comedian. You need your fucking voice.
It's not going to fucking go away. Like, I'm not going to be able to lose my talking with it. Lose my speaking.
No, but you're going to fucking be in pain while you do it.
I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fucking a bitch.
You'll be fucking a bitch. You're just doing your fucking... Your act with half your face.
I said, bitch.
Yo, have you ever called a woman a bitch? You work at 7-Eleven. I know you've called a homeless woman a bitch.
I have to do it in the Indian accent. Mother bitch. I have to do it in that way.
You stupid mother bitch.
It's like, what's going on? It's like I'm on the clock right now. That's why I have to say it. Mother chode. Fucking, ever called a woman a bitch? I probably have.
You probably have.
Cousin something, I don't know.
No, of course, yes. No, I'm talking about a stranger.
No, I've never called a woman a bitch. Why would I would never hold that.
Stop it, Perez. I'm sure you've called a boss, a coworker.
I've called them under my breath or whatever, yeah. I've had bosses like that, yeah.
Sure. What was the worst boss you ever had? It was like the most dickhead
boss. Every boss has been reasonable with me. Like, every boss I get.
That's because you're probably a kiss ass.
No, I was horrible. But I would always be like, if you're going to fire me, do it. Because
do it.
The best thing about being fired is that you get the day off. So it's not that bad.
That doesn't make sense. What the fuck?
That's you get the day off from work. That's the whole point.
But not, you don't get the day off. You get the rest of your life off.
No, you get the day off. And then you kind of go back to square one. Worst thing about getting a new job is just taxes. It's the worst thing about getting a new job.
Nah, I just waited for all those fucking W-2s.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I only had one job this fucking year.
What, you've had multiple? Like in the past couple?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh.
What are you fucking talking about?
I don't know. I've only had
one. I've had like fucking 3-4 tax returns in the past few years. Because, you know, I love working so much.
It's fair.
Fucking, as soon as I find a better opportunity, I'm out. I've asked you before, no? Have you done your 2-week notice at a place before?
Yeah, once I did it, and I called off on the very last day.
You're a piece of shit.
I did that, yeah.
My girl
what
did
does it matter?
My girl does the same thing, except she just didn't show up, and somebody had brought a cake for her.
Ha, good. That's fucking awesome. And then what'd she do?
She felt bad. What are you talking
don't
about?
Don't feel fucking bad.
I told her, don't feel bad.
Yeah, I had 1-week notice once, like when they were firing me, because it was like I worked at a fucking, like an agency.
Yeah.
And then the company, well, like I just left 4 hours early out of like sheer boredom. I was just, like,
fuck this place.
I'm not in the mood, yeah.
What was the job?
I'm not going to say because it's under the fucking river. It was just a warehouse job.
Okay, good. I was going to say, what kind of jobs have you had, Luis Perez?
Mainly
work. I just turned you into a fucking interview. Luis Perez, what kind of work have you done?
Because we're stalling, I think.
What kind of work have you done, Luis Perez?
Mainly warehouse. Not a billion.
Warehouse? What have you built in the warehouse?
Nothing. I build fucking... I don't build, I destroy.
That's you destroy? So you're more into demolition.
Enough of this. We're moving on to the topic. I don't know.
Enough of this. Have you ever watched 8 Crazy Nights, Luis Perez?
No. That movie looks dumb, by the way.
You've never watched it?
No.
It's a fun movie.
Is there like a dog
it's
shitting
it's about Chanukah.
Is there a dog shitting in that movie?
Probably. I don't think so.
Did they animate that?
No.
Something's shitting in that fucking movie.
I'm sure there's a sound effect in there somewhere.
Click is his best movie. That's
Click
it.
Is not... Oh, my God. I think we've had this discussion. Yeah, you Click just sound ridiculous. In a fucking world of fucking Big Daddy, Billy Madison, Mr. Deeds... Fucking, I'll even fucking a very Halloween.
Oh, he's a very hoochie Christmas. what?
A very Hubie Halloween.
Okay.
I like that one better than I like fucking...
Well, I've never seen half of the ones you're talking about.
Because you're a slut.
But Click came out right before Don't Mess With The Zohan, and boy, did he fuck up after that. I
what are
that.
You talking about? I love the Zohan.
Zohan, I thought, was his big fuck up because
it's the waiter from Mr. Deeds that's the bad guy.
It was too weird. It was too, like, I don't think kids didn't understand what was happening with, like, Israel and all that.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, this thing of.
He
like,
was trying to bring peace.
Really, what that movie looked like was him trying to redo Borat. That's what that movie looked like.
Yes. Borat had nothing to do with the Zohan. What do you fucking
talking?
It was
the same era.
There was a whole script and shit. The Borat, I don't think had a fucking
Borat
script.
Borat did have a script. There were moments that were unscripted. Like, Borat had a script.
Not in the same way. Like, it was more of a classical movie than fucking Borat.
So you think Zohan isn't like Borat in any way? It's, oh, fucking, of course it is.
How so?
I don't know, the kick scene where he's like, fucking, I punch, I kick you in the face. Now talk to the face. You know, fucking whatever.
No.
Yes.
No. Fucking when did Borat say that?
Borat has been around for a longer time.
You seem like a Bruno fan.
I never saw Bruno.
It's just extremely gay.
I know. I know what Bruno is, but you ever seen where he has a Mexican?
You've only blown him. You've never seen the movie.
You ever seen fucking... No, he has Paul Abdul come in to have a talk about like charities.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like... He has a Mexican as a table stand or whatever. So like... As Paul was talking about her charity, a Mexican man is like on all fours, and he's using himself as a table for Paul Abdul to put a table in or to put a drink in. Not bad.
Does she actually do it?
She does it for like 1 second, and then she gets up and leaves because she knows how stupid it is. It's not bad.
I mean, if that's his job.
Well, Bruno's like a famous whatever. It's dumb.
Yes. All his jokes are like supposed to like be a political statement.
That's the thing. Yeah, Bruno made fun of Bruno made fun of, like, the conservatives. What was funny about Bruno was that Bruno... No, Borat. Fuck, I'm not talking about Bruno. Fuck it, I'm talking about Borat. Borat made fun of, like, rednecks or whatever. But what was funny about Borat would be, like, how conservative Borat was in certain ways. I'll never forget this as a kid. I'll never forget when fucking Borat kissed the girl and he's like, that's my sister. I remember that being, like, this mind-blowing thing to me as a kid of, like, that you can do that.
He kisses his sister, too.
But do you remember how hot the sister was? It was like this fucking joke.
No.
You never saw Borat?
I feel like I've seen bits and pieces.
Jesus. You're missing out. It's a good movie.
Nah.
The G.
I'll watch it over Bruno any day.
The G.
Oh, I got a fucking...
That kind of ruined comedy a little bit, too, because everyone's like, very nice. Everyone fucking...
He's nice.
But it was great. It'd be like Borat, like, at a women's meeting or like a women's, like, liberty meeting or whatever. I forget what they call it. They're called, like, not a feminist meet, but it was like a meeting of, like, women's liberation or whatever.
Women's liberation march.
And they'd be like, and he'd be like, women usually in the kitchen. Stuff like that.
Have you ever seen him talking to a group of people about building a mosque in their city? And no. It's like a little redneck town?
No.
Yeah. It wasn't Borat, but it was Sacha Baron Cohen.
I mean, there was... He made a new one recently on HBO, but the problem with it is people know who Sacha Baron Cohen is. So, like, he went to a gun store trying to buy a gun, and the gun owner immediately was like, this guy's trying to fucking make us look bad. He's playing a fucking character. Get the fuck out of here. And then, yeah, he got caught. It was bad.
Damn. Now he's got to pass it on to somebody else. No, that doesn't seem as fun. The whole point is that he does it well.
I don't know. I just missed the first Borat. He tries kidnapping Pamela Anderson.
Does he do it?
He's like, this is my mate. He's like, this is my wedding ritual. And it's like, he like steps on a bag. And then she's like, oh, that's cute. And then she steps in the bag. And then he just lifts her up and then puts her in the bag. And then just runs away with her. And then, like, all the security's chasing her. I'm trying to think what else. Fuck. Loanelle was in Borat.
Yes, she was. She was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Oh, there's the, when he goes into the hotel with the Jews, and then he's like in shake. This is like, you know, it's scripted though, because he shot it in the form of like the Blair Witch Project. He's like, I am in the residence. I don't know.
I need help. Send help.
The whole point was it was a bed and breakfast, and they were really nice people, so bring soup, and then he would always test it for poison or whatever. I don't know.
Fuck. I mean, yeah, he fucking did it. I remember, I seen a clip of him learning to drive and shit.
No.
No? Borat?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't in the movie.
No, I don't remember.
Driving around with some guy.
Well, yeah, I remember that with the fat guy, and then they naked wrestle or whatever.
No, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like a very famous one in the movie. They naked wrestle.
Wrestling.
But the guy is so fat. The guy looks like me, but they naked wrestle.
Yeah.
And fucking, he wasn't in the second movie, though. Or I don't think so.
Oh, the fat sidekick.
Yeah.
Okay.
That movie is so fucking funny. Like, people shouldn't do that. That movie is fucking iconic.
Who the fuck shits on Borat?
People shit on, like, the 2000s era movies. And they're like, 90s, fucking 20, whatever. I don't know.
Nah, anything's better than fucking more female superheroes.
I don't know.
What? Hey, you don't like my take on that either.
It's 9:27.
Damn it, Perez, we're too different.
I just say for the sake of this episode, we cut it short, because right now we're rambling.
Is that not what a show is? You want to cut it short?
I feel like, yeah.
All right, people. That's going to be it for us tonight. You're going to hear some more Christmas songs.
The next episode, I will not have a toothache, and we're gonna have a good fucking Christmas episode.
Yeah, and he's going to convince me why I shouldn't give up my Soviet... beliefs.
Jesus Christ.
What?
That's it. No, you were just saying America did not have the best military ever. Because what? The British trained us?
What? The best ones are trained?
I'll continue with... No, fine. I'm not going to end it. So
of all time?
You said the British trained the like American the Spartans soldiers.
Could have been beaten the fucking...
America? What is that?
The American Revolutionary Army. The American Revolutionary Army. In the American Warrior style.
How is that?
The American Warrior style.
Oh, Deadliest Warrior? American Warrior.
You know what I'm saying? No, Americans are very deadly.
That's a different... That's a whole different way of fucking having them fight. Like, it's the American Army versus fucking... whatever, Greeks? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're kicking their ass.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of it is we have a nuke.
But Spartans wouldn't be able to fight 1v1 against like an MMA fighter.
Nah. I mean, a boxer would technically fucking one-on-one.
But you just tackle the boxer. I don't know. All right, we're back to fucking...
All right, see, now you just wanted to continue rambling. You
yeah,
want to...
Yeah, we once again proved why this episode needs to be cut. Oh, I'm just fucking tired. That's it. Yeah. All right, stick around next week. All right, go fuck yourselves.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.